That's right. Okay, we're going to hear some Thai hip hop. This will probably shock and amaze you and tickle your ears in a lot of funny ways. These guys, I don't really understand Thai at all, but these guys sound like they got some real swagger in the language. I've never really heard such swaggerlicious Thai vocals, I gotta say. So this is a group called To Lust For. It's just one word. And a title I cannot even begin to pronounce because it's not even in the script that I understand. But I can tell you this. This is featuring Jikati and Bubba NJ Rastafa. So here we go. Some wild music from 2011 Thai Style on Wandering Rhythms. We'll be right back.
sometimes it's not bad.
You're listening to the radio. I'm Nick, and I don't have much of a voice, but that's all right. This is about the music, and you just heard a lovely little piece of music by Vancouver artist White Poppy. That's right, White Poppy, and her new record is called Natural Phenomena. I played a track called Confusion, and that to me sounds like an African Roomba song just slowed down to glacial North American pace, and it's got samples in there too, so yeah, could very well be an African number originally. So there you go, White Poppy. And before that, you heard a very cool new funk soul woman named Kaja Bonet, and she's from Los Angeles, California, a place where soul music is not uncommon. But that sounds like it's really from the 80s, like the synthesizers were brought back from the dead, and it's well done. So, new track, just a single from February called Late Night Munchies, Kaja Bonet, and she's got a new EP called The Visitor coming up. So actually expect quite a bit from this woman. She seems to have a lot of followers already in her young career. And before that, started off that set with some amazing Thai hip-hop with plenty of swagger. The group was called To Lust For, and the track in Thai, I translated it into a translation machine and came out with Ordination Sinners as the track name. So yeah, take what you want from that, but yeah, some very interesting music there. And next, I'm going to play something that you probably will not hear on any hit radio stations. You're going to hear a 12-minute track here, and this is a group that is really one of the coolest in the new progressive hard rock movement. I say hard rock, but it's much more progressive than that. But it's fast-paced, it's intense, and on their new album, brand new stuff out of Britain here. This is a record called Obscure Knowledge, and it's just one track, basically, cut up into three pieces, but it's about 40 minutes of music, and I'm going to play the third part of the Obscure Knowledge album, 12 minutes long, so this is the culmination of what before was some slower stuff, some very ambient sounds, some energetic drumming, and a lot more, and then it culminates in this last piece, Obscure Knowledge, part 3. This is Guapo. Enjoy the ride, my friends, and after this, we are going to Corsica. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
bird note. The Santa Marta saberwing is a hummingbird species so rare, they've only been documented twice in recent years. Native to the mountains of Colombia, they're part of the hummingbird group called emeralds for their luminous green feathers. Officially described in 1946, no one reported another sighting until 2010. Then the saberwing went missing for years. They became one of more than 150 bird species considered lost. Not yet extinct, but missing, eluding every attempt to find them. Then, in 2022, a researcher named Jürgen Vega was studying the birds of a mountain range called the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta. He spotted an unusual, large hummingbird. The bird stuck around long enough for a photo, and the Santa Marta saberwing was lost no more. This bird was a male with a vibrant blue throat. In previous centuries, the species was probably common, but most of the forests where they live have been destroyed or fragmented, leading to declines in this species and many others. Biologists are now trying to understand the size and location of the saberwing's remaining populations. Learn more about lost birds and efforts to find them on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Vicente.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road.
That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Dear friends, this is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. You